Welcome to the Twin Cities Public Library Podcast. Today we present an interview with a librarian from the Minnesota Historical Society. Hey all you History Day participants! It's the time of year to get your History Day projects together. This year's topic is conflict and compromise. While we always encourage you to use our library, today we have a special guest from the library at the Minnesota Historical Society. Jennifer is going to give you a few hints to help you with your projects. Thanks for being with us, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
So why should students consider using the library at the Historical Society?
Well, the library is a great place to find primary sources that you can't find anywhere else. A lot of teachers encourage students to use primary sources, and the library has them.
I understand the library is much different from public libraries.
Yes, it is. The stacks are closed, so students aren't able to browse through the shelves for materials. You also can't check materials out from the library, so you'll need to take notes, pay for copies to be made at the copy center, or use a digital camera.
If the stacks are closed, how do students find materials?
Well, the librarians are great resources themselves. They're used to History Day students and many of the topics, and can give you suggestions for items to look at. Also, on Tuesday evenings and Saturdays, we have a History Day helper. The helper is a college student who has participated in History Day themselves and is familiar with the process. They can help you track down resources, narrow your topic, cite your sources for your presentation, and just give you general advice. The History Day helper works from January through March.
What if a student needs help coming up with ideas before getting to the library?
A great place to start is to browse through the history topics on the library's website. The address is www.mnhs.org/library/tips/history_topics/index.htm. The page is arranged by broad topics with specific topics underneath. It is a great place to find a topic for your paper and to get suggestions for sources to start with, including primary sources. Some of the topics include digitized resources. For instance, if your topic is on the Minnesota Eugenics Society, you can view the letter that Charles Fremont Dyte, the creator and founder of the Eugenics Society, sent to Hitler in 1933. Unique resources like that are a great reason to use the Historical Society to help you with your research. Because so many of our resources aren't online, coming in will allow you to do original research.
Wow, it sounds like the Historical Society Library is a great place for History Day students to visit. We will be sure to include a link to your site on our homepage.
Yeah, the library is really great. The hours are Tuesday, noon to 8, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 4.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks again for inviting me to speak on your podcast.
This has been a presentation of the Twin Cities Public Library. Thanks for listening.